Charlotte Middle School from Charlotte ISD, McQueenie Elementary from Seguin ISD, plus four elementary schools from Southwest and two from Northside made the list this year. Bob Sanborn is the president of Children at Risk.
In a sense, these are outlier schools, because as researchers, one of the things that you understand is that when kids grow up in poverty, they are less likely to be academically successful. But these gold ribbon schools, these outliers, sort of prove it wrong.
McQueenie Elementary principal Yumeida Guerra says high expectations, school-wide celebrations for academic milestones, and a focus on attendance help her students be successful. She says teaching parents how to support their kids is also key.
All parents are not in education, and they don't know. It takes just 10 or 15 minutes of reading, so teaching them, teaching their children, doing whatever, we all roll up our sleeves, every single one of us.
Some school officials, including Northside Superintendent Brian Woods, don't put much stock in rankings such as this. They say ratings and rankings aren't always the best way to measure a school. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.